is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and I want to welcome everyone back to the Telecom Reseller podcast series. And today I'm with Bob Norberg, the CMO of CloudH Solutions. Bob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Doug. Thanks a lot for having me on your podcast today.
Well, always interesting, and you guys always have the most interesting themes and topics and way of discussing things. We're going to be talking about the NFL, so how good is that?
That's awesome. The America's pastime, right?
Yeah, and it makes me feel like we're finally, you know, coming back to normal here and having normal conversations and so on, which is really great. So before we dive into that, could you just tell me a little bit about CloudH Solutions?
Sure. So CloudH Solutions has been around for over 15 years. We've been, and all the people in the company have been in the telecom space for years. And really what we do as a business is that we help unravel the chaos of telecom invoices and expense tracking through automation. So we help people digest and get all the data for their telecom bills and help them manage it appropriately, and so that they basically make sure that they're not overpaying things. I run marketing and product here at CloudH Solutions. I've been in product and product marketing and partnerships kind of throughout my career. I've done a lot of work in the telecom space in various companies and a lot of smaller companies. And I love the kind of the smaller, nimble company environment. I find that even when I wasn't in telecom, you learn something from, you know, every stop along the way. You can apply it to where you go next. Kind of similar to the theme we're doing today. We're going to take the NFL and things that we can learn from the NFL and maybe apply it to our business and hopefully listeners to their business.
Well, that's really cool. When you say NFL, it means it's the fall. It means vacations are a distant memory. It means we're getting a little bit of rain or some, most parts of the country, a little bit of color and some of the foliage. I guess summer is really over.
Yes. Summer is finally over. I know college football season is going full force. I know my wife went to Penn State, a big football school, and so she's a rabid football fan, so we watch Penn State. Even here, I'm in Northern Virginia in the Washington, D.C. area, and the Washington football team, as they're now called, always seems to be in the spotlight for a variety of issues. They've had naming issues because they've had to change their name from years and years and years. They've also gotten off to kind of a crazy slow start this year, and it's always been amazing. I've lived in this area, how long now? Almost 30 years now I've lived in this area. And I'm amazed, actually, this is definitely a professional football town. And it's like, no matter how bad or how average the Washington football team is, it monopolizes the coverage and the mind share of DC sports fans. So like, yeah, I remember even when the Nats were winning the World Series and the Washington Capitals were winning the Stanley Cup, they'd still spend half of sports talk radio talking about the Redskins, even though it wasn't in season. So like, you know, so definitely the NFL is kind of part of the culture here. And really in America, you know, it's definitely part of the culture and people follow it.
So even for people that don't follow professional football, the game still has a lot to teach us, and we can always apply some of those lessons to business. Do you see any parallels for the market, CloudH, in the cloud era, and expense management that you get from the NFL?
Yeah, and actually, it's it's crazy. I know we've a couple of the podcasts that we've done. I like to kind of take these parallels, you know, one of the previous ones we talked about the Olympics, like what we can learn from the Olympics. And so with football season, I was like, you know, what can we learn from the way football teams run? You know, what are the things, what are the themes, what are the disciplines that they use to be successful and kind of how we can apply it to our business? And so, as I thought about it, you know, and that is part of like what I've learned throughout my career as well, right? You know, if you're running your company, you're trying to compete in the market, right? It's kind of, you know, a handful of things, especially in the software business, right? You're, you know, one thing you're trying to do is to provide some certainty, you know, so whether you're accounting software, right, you're trying to make sure that your books are certain, that they're accurate. You know, so you get this, you know, level of certainty, reducing errors. The second thing you kind of see is, you know, solutions in the market provide speed, you know, or another way to say is that it saves time. You know, you get to do something quicker, more efficiently. And I think the last one is probably the biggest trend that companies see today. You know, the first ones, first two, all kinds of companies really focus on those things. You know, how can I provide things better, reducing errors? How can I do it quickly? The next one is providing insight or turning raw data into kind of usable information or actionable intelligence. And really with the exploding nature of the cloud and all the ecosystems that are built around it, that's really where we're seeing things really boom. And so I see in each of these three areas, I see these parallels from the way an NFL team runs and the way businesses can use it. And I like examples in our market too.
So that's really an interesting parallel. I've never heard it put that way. So when you look at each of these areas, what can we learn from how NFL teams work to reduce errors?
Yeah. So the first one I talked about was certainty, right? And, you know, it's so, you know, how do you reduce errors, you know, in your business, or how does the NFL do with that? So if I think about the NFL, right, reducing errors, things like turnovers and penalties, right? And sometimes even, you know, for an NFL team, a single error, whether it be like blown coverage or a fumble or a bad read with a really complex defense or offense, right, can be the difference between success and failure. And so, you know, if you think about an NFL team, and especially if you follow it, right, they realize like they're still being, you know, they're operated by human beings, right? The NFL players are just human beings that are under a lot of pressure, and they can make errors, right? They're not perfect. And so the NFL team invests a lot of money and a lot of effort into practicing plays and drilling fundamentals, right? And so what they try to do is, you know, they want to reduce errors. I still remember an old story way back in the day when Peyton Manning, when he was still playing, and like during the off season, he said he would take one of his receivers and he would run, you know, one specific play against every defense he thought he might see and just keep drilling it over and over and over again so that it became automatic. And that's kind of where, you know, for the NFL, because errors can be so big, they kind of get to that point. There's a guy, I saw him quoted recently, he's on the officiating crew of the NFL now, but he was a coach, and he said, you know, the whole NFL operation is around making everything as certain and as automatic as possible, you know, that so the players don't have to think, they just kind of do it. And that's true of almost any sport, right? That's what practice is about, you know, even if you're a musician, like my son's a musician. You know, he practices his clarinet so that when he goes to perform, he's not thinking about it. He's just playing the notes and he's going to do that. And so, so you think, you know, their whole operation is around kind of reducing those errors. Now, if I think about it in our space in expense management, you want to reduce errors there as well. And so, you know, with telecom invoices, a lot of the mistakes are made because the processes are so manual. You get a telecom bill that comes in. It's really convoluted. It's hard to read. You're getting people who are trying to process those invoices that maybe are not as familiar with telecom terminology and services. So it's all manual. It's all subject to error. But the businesses need to be able to process those so that all the costs are accounted for properly, they're paid on time, services don't get shut off. So, you know, businesses today, they try to automate these kind of highly error-prone activities, you know, so whether the activities are data entry of taking the bill from the PDF or paper and putting it into your accounting system, how do you actually get the, you know, how do you get the invoices? How do you transcribe the data into your system? How do you code the expenses into your accounting system? So all these things are kind of room for error. And so we see businesses in our space trying to take that process, which in and of itself, you know, is not overly complicated, but is very prone to error. And so automation, the same way an NFL team kind of goes through and tries to get the players to think automatically, we see businesses in our space trying to automate all these processes through technology so that they have fewer mistakes and there's no really kind of nothing bad can happen from those mistakes.
So it sounds like you're not just talking about speed, the person that throws the ball the fastest or hardest. It sounds like it's how you do this.
Yeah, and that's so like the second point that we have that I kind of think about is speed, and at some level it's the most efficient team usually wins. So if I think about an NFL game, and it's true of other sports as well, is in the NFL there's a play clock, right? There's a 40-second play clock. You have to run a play within 40 seconds to kind of keep the game moving along. So while you think about speed, it's not just that running backs have to be fast or receivers have to be fast, or but the game itself is kind of is very quick to kind of move. And this is where preparation is important, and this is why coaches at some level, this is where they use a lot of tools and technology to be as efficient as possible. They have big playbooks. So the fact that they have playbooks are very process oriented, that every player on the team uses, they all speak the same a common language. You can see on the sidelines, they have those big play sheets. Right. So you don't see coaches flipping through the playbook as they're calling things. They've got like a cheat sheet where they call their plays. They've even applied the technology of radios in the helmets to reduce the time of kind of player to coach communications. And so they realize that not only do you want to kind of reduce the amount of errors, but you also need to do this in kind of a quick environment. And so, while there's no play clock in expense management, you still have the equivalent is that, you have bills coming in every month. And if you're a big enterprise, you can have lots and lots of bills coming in. You still have to process those in enough time to be able to get them out the door, get them paid so services don't get shut off and you can close your books at the end of the month. A lot of blocking and tackling, but there is kind of a little bit of a play clock there. So from an expense management side, and this is where I think the thing we can learn from this is, a lot of times you can find these opportunities. Again, you're kind of reducing costs from inefficient labor intensive work. And this is where, you steal from the NFL, you think about things like training, processes, tools. Training perspective, you make sure your team knows how to do their job, right? That's the equivalent of a playbook. So the same way, your group should have a playbook for how they do these things and do it properly. Processes, what are the work steps that get done? It's the same way they have a playbook in the NFL. And then tools like the radio and the headset, right? There are tools that kind of help automate these processes so that things can go through quickly. And I think there's a broader thing here too. I know we like to use it here is, at some level, again, a lot of these things, they're straightforward, but like if you can do them with less errors and you can do it in quicker time, that's a good thing. And like we use the term, buyback time. And so just because you can do something manually doesn't mean you should be doing it, right? And you should be buying back your time so that you can work on more valuable things or more important things. So you want to allocate your staff to be able to work on strategic projects, value-creating activities, things that can grow the business rather than just kind of doing the manual things that just take up time. And so I see in expense management the same way the NFL kind of applies processes and tools to kind of make their, game day play calling really efficient. I see any business, but especially in the expense management side, really applying processes and tools to be able to do that same kind of thing.
That's really interesting. So your last point is about data and analytics. It seems that this is one area that has changed quite a bit. And it's really amazing to see how technology has been infused into, as an example, football and other sports, and I guess a lot of other things too.
Yeah, it's really amazing. You know, the NFL has really kind of, sports in general has kind of dived into sport, you know, data and analytics, and it may not be apparent to the viewer all the time. But you know, at some level, right, the NFL, the head coach and the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, even the analysts who are watching it on TV or the scouts that are looking at things, right, they're looking for insights. You know, they're going, hey, we're going to look at all these different things and we're looking for insight on what's the best way to win this game, which is the best way to defend an opponent, why did this go wrong? And so with technology today, that data is now available and so powerful for a lot of these teams. I know, in fact, you can see it now. I was at an Amazon event, and they had a talk with the NFL, a spokesman from the NFL, saying that they've partnered with Amazon to kind of become essentially their partner for all data analysis. And in fact, they went to, there was another program, it was called the Big Data Bowl, where they're taking people to build these data models with new algorithms, new frameworks that they can use to improve their performance. You know, and at a very simple level, you know, a lot of times it ends up being, you know, if you're a baseball guy, for example, you know, it's kind of beyond batting average, on-base percentage, walks, strikeouts, you know, those are very simple. And you see a lot of the sports getting into really complicated data modeling to try and really improve the way they play the game, the way they recruit players, the way they coach players. And so the fact that technology is really making that possible, and it's crazy. As a side note, like, so I'm a hockey guy, so I still play hockey and I follow hockey. I'm a big Washington Capitals fan. And I'm fascinated with how hockey analytics has kind of taken over and the way that the analytics community tries to put data to the way the game works. And if you're not a hockey person, this may not make any sense, but they talk about, it's down at the level of detail of, you know, how well does a zone exit, you know, lead to a good zone entry into the offensive zone, and when does that turn into a goal? You know, when a puck goes into the corner, what percentage of the time is a certain player able to dig it out and then turn it into offense? And so they're getting really, really complex, you know, not just Alex Ovechkin scored 52 goals this year. You know, they're really getting into the nuances of the game, and that's really where technology in the cloud, I think, is really making these sports teams run better as a complement to kind of their visual test for how they run their team. But that's, you know, and that's true of expense management, right? You know, and insight is also the name of the game in expense management. And it's true, again, of a lot of different businesses. But like in the NFL, like in our world, it all starts with better data, right? So, you know, when we look at telecom invoices, one of the things that we do, for example, is we make sure that you have the best data, because the data can vary between service providers, between formats. There's a lot of different variables. And so getting all that and kind of making sense of that so that it's consumable downstream is really important. And then once you have good data, then you can start looking at ways to kind of, how do you audit those expenses? How do you learn from those audits, other things that you can try to uncover? And then once you do that, how can you automate things so that they can be performed over and over and over? And that's where, like, and that's really kind of where our platform is going, is, you know, we're trying to automate all these things that we know happen on a recurring basis, that, you know, you have fewer errors, you can do it more quickly, you'll find more savings, and ultimately your team will be able to focus on more strategic things. And so, you know, we try to provide that data the same way, you know, an offensive coordinator or a color analyst on TV is looking for that insight. Our platform is trying to automate that and pull all those insights out.
Well, this has been really interesting, and it's always interesting, Bob, how we sort of look at things that are sort of common day, sports, NFL, other things too, and that we can draw lessons out of them. And it really is fascinating, the different parallels. So I think there's been some really excellent lessons for us to keep in mind today. How is the Cloud Age working to address this?
So like I was kind of saying in my last point, like really over the last several years, we've built and launched a cloud native SaaS platform called GPX Cloud. And really it's designed as a flexible and powerful platform that provides visibility, ongoing management of telecom expenses. And we're, you know, our goal is to make it as easy to use and as efficient to use to help any business kind of unravel the chaos of their telecom invoices. And we do that through better data and automation. You know, we're trying to use the technology that's now available in the cloud to really start off with the best data and automate as many of these processes as you can so that this process can be as efficient as possible. And right now, you know, it's being used by service providers. You know, there are service providers that buy connectivity and they have to manage those costs before they pass it on to the customers. MSPs is a growing segment as they offer services to their customers. Also channel partners and consultants who offer expense management services, we can be a platform for them. And so, you know, we feel that by bringing superior data, automated processes, and easy to use, it's a platform that people can use to really help them manage those expenses the best.
Well, again, I want to thank you for joining me today. And this is always a very interesting podcast series, always learn something new. Where can we learn more about Cloud Age Solutions and your GPX Cloud solution?
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. I always enjoy our talks on your podcast. So listeners can go to our website, which is www.cloudagesolutions.com. You can also send an email into info@cloudagesolutions.com to learn more about our GPX Cloud offering. We have a monthly newsletter. You can go onto our website and there's links to subscribe to that. Or you can follow us on LinkedIn and we're always posting good, interesting content up there. You can go to our Cloud Age Solutions page on LinkedIn and find all kinds of good information that we post on that.
Well, again, thank you very much indeed for joining us today. It's been most interesting and we'll look forward to our next podcast.
Excellent. Thanks, Doug. Have a great afternoon and look forward to talking to you next month.